Good morning. It is 8:05 on Thursday, June 18th. I'm Jennifer Colton, and this is the Odds and Ends program on AM 1360 KOHU. As I reach over here to grab the menu, because I didn't pull it over, so we're just going to keep talking here for a minute. There we go. The Senior Center meal for today at the Hermiston Senior Center. They have pork loin, mashed potatoes, salad, corn, and dessert on the menu today. Pork loin, mashed potatoes, salad, corn, and dessert. Now, if you want to have Meals on Wheels, you need to call before 10 this morning. For takeout, you have to call before 11. The number is 567-3582 for the Hermiston Senior Center. 567-3582. Now, welcoming into the program for today's show, we have a few things to talk about here with Jessica Reeker, the community health educator, or a community health educator,
yep.
for Good Shepherd. I'm just all over the place with everything today.
That's all right.
And it's not a Monday, and it's not a Friday. I don't know. No excuses. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
A little scattered, apparently, but we're here.
That's all right. Yeah. today, what I wanted to talk about is just kind of remind everyone the services that the education department offers. We do offer classes and things. I know I talk about that normally when I'm here, but we have some other programs that we offer as well that people might not be aware of that are still up and running. So just wanted to chat a little bit, mainly about our Connections program and our SHEBA Senior Benefits Assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
So our Connections program, we have some great community health workers, and we do a wide variety of things. But if you need help with medical needs or healthcare coverage, accessing resources, whether that's counseling or finding a provider, housing, things like that, education on health concerns like tobacco cessation, anything like that, or even addiction or behavioral health concerns, we offer services on that, and we have people that can work with you one-on-one. It is a free and confidential service to assist anyone in the community that might need help. So certain things are income-based, but other things are not. So we, I mean, just come in and see what we can offer to you. But it's a great program, and we've had such good success with it, and it just keeps expanding year after year. So.
And the fact that it is still operating.
Yes, exactly. We have never shut down. We do offer home visits to people who need assistance if they have issues with safety in their home or say they have fall concerns, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We will go out. One of our community health workers will go out to your house, or even if you need like medication management, we do that in person, or else it's not not as safe as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So we do those in person, and a lot of times we partner with our community paramedic who will go out with them as well. So one person can be doing a safety assessment, the other person can be doing our intake assessment, just seeing what kind of things you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to find more information, I know that they can probably call the department and say, hey, I'm interested in Connections.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're trying to look anything up online, it is spelled differently.
It is, yes. It's Connexions. So Connections with an X.
So if you're trying to search that online, just to give you a little bit of a, you know, a push in the right direction.
Yeah. But we are on the Good Shepherd website. Under education, you'll find information on Connections. Same with our Healthy Communities Coalition. We have information on Connections. If you go to the Healthy Communities Coalition website, you can find a referral form on there and fill it out, and then someone will contact you. So you don't have to call if you don't want to. You can also email healthreferral@gshealth.org, and someone will call you as well.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of connect you with that program that a lot of people don't know exists or don't know that they have the ability to access that.
Mm-hmm. And we offer a lot of services that you wouldn't think, you know, a lot of people think, well, I don't need a community health worker because I, you know, I don't need to go into assisted living or I don't need help with medications.
Mm-hmm.
It's even if you're just like, well, I'm kind of stressed out right now. I think I could probably use some help, but I don't know where to start.
Right.
Okay, call us. You know, we can let you know what's in the area. We don't have to come to your house. We don't have to sit with you one-on-one. We can just send you a list of resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be as simple as that, or it can be like we call you every week and follow your progress and set goals with you if there's something specific you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be as little or as much as you want. We're just here as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And still happening. And then do you want to talk a little bit about what SHIBA is?
Yeah, so SHIBA is it stands for Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance. And we have one SHIBA representative right now and two volunteers. They are all certified to be able to help you with senior benefits. So they will help you with Medicare, enrolling in Medicare, questions in Medicare. Even if you're already on Medicare, you can call and get some information on if there's something you should change mm-hmm. or just kind of, you know, things change every year with coverage and dollar amounts and what you qualify for. So it's a good thing to check in every once in a while. But we do service Umatilla and Morrow counties, as with all of our services. And we have those certified volunteers to help you with questions. So we meet one-on-one with people either via the phone or in person. Now we are doing a few in person, especially if you've never been on Medicare. Sometimes it's easier to do that in person. And we see them at the hospital or at our office at Guardian Angels, which is where the SHIBA office is. Mm-hmm. And they're opening soon, so she should be able to start doing that again. But we recommend just calling and having an appointment. She could either call you over the phone or just kind of see what it is you're looking for. And then open enrollment will start in October, and that's when you can just come in and not have to have an appointment. But mm-hmm. right now we are still taking appointments, so if you have any questions.
If you want to get ready or mm-hmm. you want to make sure you have everything.
Exactly. There are a lot of things, you know, say if you're not on Medicare yet, if you're not quite 65, you can start looking at your options and figuring out what you want to do up to like 6 months in advance or so, and she can kind of walk you through that so that you're ready to go. Because mm-hmm. you don't want to miss, some of those things do have deadlines, so you don't want to miss out on those.
And now might be a good time to start that.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. Our volunteers are still working. We have still have appointments quite often every mm-hmm. day. So call us and she can set that up. And more than likely, she'll just talk to you over the phone so you don't have to come in. But if you'd like to do that in person, we can make that happen as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to get more and more busy the closer we get to October. Mm-hmm. So
it always becomes very busy starting open enrollment. And open enrollment runs from October through the beginning of December. And towards the end of December, it gets very, very busy as people start realizing, oh, I should do that. Mm-hmm. So we always recommend the sooner the better. We can walk you through stuff. If nothing else, if it's not even time for you to enroll in things, at least get that information and have those conversations, because it's figuring out what you want to do that takes the longest, not the actual enrollment.
Right.
So, you know, at least you can get some information on the options.
Mm-hmm. So SHIBA's still operating, Connection's still operating. Mm-hmm. What else is still going on?
So we are doing virtual classes, as we've talked about before, mm-hmm. and we now have classes scheduled out through September. So we have just created a new health education brochure that will be getting sent out to everyone in the community within the next week or two. So please call us. If you normally get our brochures, you should be on our mailing list. And so you should get that, again, next week or two. But if you have concerns or you just want to make sure that you receive the brochure, just give us a call or send an email and we can make sure you're on our mailing list. But that's going to have all of our classes and committee meetings and other services. So more information on Connections and SHIBA, things like that. Our Prescription Trails program we have featured in there as well as some of the free health screenings that we offer. And as a reminder, we do offer free A1C and lipid screening, as well as hepatitis C and colorectal cancer screening. So we offer those all the time. We still have those in the office. You can call for more information. Even if you don't want to come in for some of those, we could probably get you those vouchers and things in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we still have access to and are still offering to everyone in the community. But we do have a lot of upcoming classes, most of which are virtual. We're hoping to go back in person soon, but right now everything is scheduled virtually, and then if we can open it up to in person, then that will be open to coming to the hospital, but not required. Mm-hmm. Anything that we offer virtual will have that option going forward. So I won't go through all of the information on these, but we do have our Better Sleep workshop that we'll be offering. Tai Chi is starting July 7th, so that's a new course, and that will be starting at the hospital, as well as in August, we will be starting a Tai Chi class at the Senior Center.
Hmm.
So that will be something coming up as well. That'll be late August, so our Good Shepherd one will be starting in July. We have our Exercise and Nutrition for a Healthy Life presented by our wellness coordinator, Chris. Living well with chronic conditions, living well with chronic pain, and living well with diabetes are all being offered. We also have a new class called Fit Breaks with Jess. So one of our community health workers, a different Jess, she's going to be doing some exercises, mainly low intensity, somewhat geared towards seniors, but not only for seniors. Mm-hmm. Sitter size, resistance bands, stretching, things like that. They're going to be really small little sections, so you can join us live, or they will be recorded, so you can access them later if you just want a quick little 15-20 minute exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Our Matter of Balance and Fall Prevention workshops, those are still really important, these fall prevention programs. People are at home, they're nervous to go outside. It's a lot of these programs are more important now than
right,
ever.
Right, because people are spending more time at home and they might be gathering more stuff at home.
Yeah, and you walk differently, you do different things at home than when you're out in the public, right? So once things start opening up and everybody goes out more, they're not familiar with their surroundings the same way. Mm-hmm. So it's something to pay attention to. We are still offering lunch and learns, so this will kind of be a home lunch and learn. Eat your
Provide
own lunch
your own
at
lunch.
Home, yes. bring your own lunch. So they will be offered virtually. So our first lunch and learn is June 30th. So that's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on summer and sun safety. So that's being presented by our community paramedic, Jessica Markham. And she's going to be talking about things like dehydration, how to prevent that, children and adults, UV protection in the sun, possibly some water safety, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different things that, I mean, everything that we're doing now, right?
Right.
Everything outside, kids are trying to play, they're going back on playgrounds now, things like that. So that'll be a really good one. I'm excited for that coming up. So June 30th. Again, virtual, so just call us for any of these if you're interested, and we will give you all the information on how to log in on those. And we have a few other lunch and learns coming up in the fall, so just call us for more topics and dates on those. And then the last new program I wanted to talk about is our diabetes prevention program. So this is a CDC-recognized national program that we are starting. We have been approved to start this program at Good Shepherd. It will be starting at the end of August, starting August 27th. And this is a year-long program that we recruit people for. This is designed for people who are pre-diabetic. So it's to prevent the onset or prevent diabetes all in general.
Mm-hmm.
So the goals of the program are to increase fitness levels and to lose 5 to 7% of your body weight, which is proven to slow the onset or prevent the onset of diabetes. So this is a program I'm very excited about. It's going to be a small group program. I will be leading it myself. We will be setting goals every week, talking about different topics, you know, how to eat out, how to work in fitness easier to your daily routine, things like that. And it is a year-long program, but it's not weekly for a year or even monthly for a year. So don't let that scare you off. We have some weekly programs at the weekly sessions at the beginning, but then after that they're more sporadic, and then we just check in via phone and things like that, mm-hmm. just to see how you're doing. So it's very exciting. I'm excited that we're able to do this. Good Shepherd has offered this in the past, but this is a new session that we will be starting in August.
So how does somebody know if they are pre-diabetic or if they're at risk for that?
So there are some criteria that would indicate that you might be pre-diabetic. Well, if your physician has told you that.
That's probably a good sign.
That's probably one
thing. Well, for the good sign for knowing.
Yes, exactly. But for this program in particular, there are certain criteria you have to meet to be able to join this. So please just call for more information on that. But a few of them are if your A1C is elevated, if you have a fasting glucose at a certain range. Again, it depends on if you are fasting or not fasting, depends on your age. If you have ever been diagnosed with gestational diabetes while you were pregnant, those are all factors that are, you might not be pre-diabetic, but you are at an increased risk of developing diabetes somewhere down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this program would be perfect for you. So those are just a few of the things. When you're over 65, the numbers change a little bit. So I don't want to go into too much detail. Please just call if you have any questions on it. Even if none of those things, say you haven't had your A1C checked or your blood glucose and you're not sure if you had gestational diabetes or anything like that, if you do have certain lifestyle factors or risk factors or family history, things like that, you could still be eligible for this program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's just a good idea to call. I'll ask you a few questions. We'll get you in the program, and then that'll start at the end of August.
Although if you're like me at all, you know very well that you had gestational diabetes.
Yes, and if it's something you're concerned about, then you could join this program, and we're just going to increase our fitness levels and try and lose that 5 to 7% weight, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is proven to really help.
Mm-hmm.
Adds years onto your life and prevents these chronic diseases. So it's a good starting point.
I'm still recovering from the little bit of the moment of PTSD with the glucose test.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That can be nerve-wracking for sure.
Well, and those are not the most tasty things.
No, definitely not. They have the glucose gels, or they have, if you're lucky, you get orange juice or something, but...
Nope. Not something I miss.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a lot of classes, though, going on.
We have a lot of things we are offering now, and we have some new things. A lot of these things are being recorded as well, these classes. So if you can't make them in person, we are recording some of them. The longer program, such as the diabetes prevention program, that's not going to be one that we're going to be able to record.
Mm-hmm.
That's a small group session. You know, we want to be able to allow people the privacy and things
right.
for that. However, things like lunch and learns, those are perfect situations where we can record that and offer that to the public. Those are things that are going to be good information for as long as we can think of. You
mm-hmm.
know, summer and sun safety, that applies every single year. So those are things that we want to offer to people. So right now, our virtual classes that we've offered so far are online. They're currently on our Good Shepherd YouTube page. So if you just go to YouTube and search Good Shepherd Healthcare System, you will
mm-hmm.
find our page. And all of our videos are listed there. So some previous classes that are currently uploaded on our Good Shepherd YouTube page are Medicare 101. So if you have any questions on Medicare, that's a good overview.
Right.
Especially this year, it will give you all of the dollar amounts and different things, like some generic information. Again, it might be different for you as an individual, but just some basic information on Medicare. Stress management, that is also on there. So something important that maybe you want to look at every now and then.
Everybody, I think, can relate to
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yep. And these all are anywhere from like 30 to 50 minutes, so
mm-hmm.
not too long. But you also, since they're recorded, you could just start them and then pick it up later. You know,
right.
it's not something you have to do all at one time. Introduction to Living Well. So we have three different Living Well classes. This is an introduction to all of them to see
mm-hmm.
if that's something you'd be interested in. And then our Fall Prevention Seminar. So we have some information on that. We do not go into the exercises and some specific individualized things,
right.
but the general information about falls, concussions, just education revolving around falls and attitudes towards falls.
Mm-hmm. So you can watch all of those whenever you feel like
whenever
it.
Whenever you want, yes, on our Good Shepherd YouTube page. They will be on our website as well soon, but currently you can find them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And again, if people have questions about any of these things, they give you a call?
Yes, please just call us, 667-3509. That is the number you can reach us for connections, Sheba, classes, anything like that. We will get you to where you need to be. And again, healthinfo@gshealth.org, or for connections, healthreferral@gshealth.org. But again, we all work together, so we'll get you where you need to be.
So if you get the wrong email address, they'll send you to the other
one. Don't worry about it. Yep. We'll get you there.
Get everybody together with all of that information.
Yep. So I know that's a lot, but that brochure will be coming out soon with all of this information in it. So
mm-hmm.
if nothing else, you should get that in the mail, and you will have all this written out for you. The classes that I ran through, that's just some basic information. Our brochure will have more information, exactly what we'll cover in the classes,
mm-hmm.
and the times and the days. Again, they're all right now virtual, unless we tell you otherwise. So when you call the register, we can
mm-hmm.
give you more information on that.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm almost afraid to ask if there's anything else we need to talk about, though.
No, I won't give you any more today. But please call us if you'd like to make sure you'd get that brochure so you have all this information.
Kind of feels like you're making up for a little bit of lost time now.
It does, yeah. I mean, and these virtual classes, this is something, I mean, we can offer these more without people coming in. Like, we can offer more classes like this. So it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a good thing because I'd like to see people in person. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see that in the future. But right now, we're just really excited we can at least offer something to the community. So. Yeah.
You can stay involved and maybe get all your questions answered.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
This again, we have had for our guest today, Jessica Reeker, community health educator with the Good Shepherd Education Department. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me again, as always.
And thanks for doing so much for the community.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
We are now going to take a quick break and then turning it back over to the music for you here on AM 1360 KOHU.